Joining us now is Georgia's ambassador to the United Nations. He is Irakli Alasania. Mr. Alasania, thank you for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with you.
What is the latest that you have heard about diplomatic efforts to resolve this, number one? Number two, is in fact the president of France, Mr. Sarkozy, coming to Georgia tomorrow?
First of all, latest news is very disturbing as well. You're saying that on the western part of Georgia, the occupation, they just occupied the Zugdidi region of western Georgia. And the unrestricted number, actually, amazingly unrestricted number of the personnel and military equipment are drove in from the Abkhazia to the Zugdidi region.
This is from this other separatist region of
Abkhazia. Yes, exactly.
Abkhazia.
They opened the second front.
There's
and also, there is an attack on the Upper Abkhazia-Godori region, which was for 14 years under the control. It's one of the territory of Abkhazia, which was under control of the central government.
Of Georgia, you mean?
Central government of Georgia, yes. So now in Gori, overnight, there was a bombings and shellings of the Gori. Even when President Saakashvili went there together with the foreign minister Kushner, the overflights, the Russian jets were actually circling in the air. Now, Georgian president signed the document that was proposed by the French side as an initiative of the European Union of the cessation of hostilities and signing of non-resumption of use of force. This document will be taken to Moscow by the foreign minister. We hope that engagement, even on a higher level, as President Sarkozy will be visiting Moscow and then Tbilisi, will really bring some results, and this document will be signed by the Russian side. Unfortunately, so far, we don't have any indication that the Russians are stopping.
Mr. Saakashvili has an article in the Wall Street Journal today saying that this conflict is about the future of freedom in Europe. But so far, it doesn't look as though Europe agrees with that.
I truly believe that Europe really sees what is at stake here. The question is whether their response is proportional or adequate. That's the different thing. But I'm sure, and through talking with my colleagues, ambassadors here at the United Nations, it's very clear that they understand that South Ossetia, Abkhazia, is not what Russians are about in this conflict. This is Georgia, and overall to succumb this region of Transcaucasus under the Russian influence, to stop our aspirations to the NATO Euro-Atlantic integration, to get a hold of this energy corridor. This is something that was building up for years now after the current government in Russia actually raised these issues directly with my president as well. They were disobeying us all the time from aspiring to being part of Euro-Atlantic community. This is also the signal by Russian side to other former Soviet Union republics that this is what's going to happen with you if you would think about abandoning Russian protectorate. So these will have far-reaching consequences if Europe and the West will not be able to stop Russia from doing what it's doing now.
The precipitating event for this was this action by Georgian troops in South Ossetia last week. Would Georgia be willing to allow South Ossetia some autonomy, some other kind of arrangement, something to get this stopped, to save Georgia?
Absolutely, and thank you very much for that question, because there sometimes unclear understanding what was proposed by the government of Georgia to this separatist regime. We offered almost unlimited autonomy, which is acceptable under the international norms and within the framework of the Georgian territorial integrity and sovereignty. We are not talking about just stripping them of any formal self-government. It's not true. This is what the Russian propaganda is actually working hard to put out in the media circles.
Irakli Alasania, he's Georgia's ambassador to the United Nations, speaking with us from New York. Mr. Ambassador, thank you.
It was a pleasure.